Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Chen. We begin with a threat passing through many of our own backyards, the downside of North America's oil boom. Two West Virginia towns were evacuated earlier this week and a water treatment plant shut down after the latest derailment and explosion of tankers carrying tons of crude oil from the Bakken fields of North Dakota. It is a valuable cargo and an important resource. But as America Tonight's Sheila McVicker found in her investigation, it also delivers growing evidence of a new danger on the rails.
Massive explosions rocked the scene of Monday's train derailment in Fayette County, West Virginia.
I've never seen anything like this in my life, guys.
Where at least 15 tankers of a 109-car oil train caught fire after jumping the tracks during a snowstorm.
Oh my God, the house is on fire, the train derailed over the hillside.
The force of the explosion so near to the communities of Montgomery and Mount Carbon, with their thousands of inhabitants, is again raising serious questions about the safety of the tens of thousands of trains that are transporting an increasing volume of crude oil across the country. The West Virginia train was carrying Bakken crude from North Dakota, the same kind of crude that blew up in another derailment that had a much more tragic outcome.